Welcome to Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia, for the game between the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Mantilla. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Bauschi. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Zimmer. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moorhead. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Moorhead. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The center fielder, Ted Savage. Batting third. The right fielder, Johnny Callison. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clay Dalrymple. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ruben Amaro. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hamilton. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Jack Hamilton. And now, play ball. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman takes first base on ball four. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hickman. The throw from Dalrymple and he is safe. Hickman steals second. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Callison. Neal reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi bunts towards the mound. Hamilton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Neal moves to third. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dalrymple fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor strikes out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Demeter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth takes first base on ball four. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple hits a pop-up towards third. Zimmer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 1 in the game. Mantilla hits a pop-up towards first. Torre settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Phillies nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Amaro moves to second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 0 for 1 in the game. Savage hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Savage reaches second base with a double. Amaro scores. Taylor goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Callison is hit by the pitch. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi fields it and throws to second for the out. Savage moves to third. Two outs. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 1 in the game. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Hamilton, and towards Amaro, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Zimmer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 2, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Demeter scores. It's 3-1, Phillies. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moorhead fields it and throws to first for the out. Torre moves to second. One out. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Neil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Moorhead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorhead is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorhead takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards second. Taylor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Savage hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bauschi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Callison strikes out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bauschi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Covington for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Mantilla hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Mantilla reaches second base with a double. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mantilla moves to third. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mantilla tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Phillies. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bauschi takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive towards short. Amaro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 2. The Phillies will come to bat. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 0 for 2 in the game. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a pop-up towards short. Mantilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards third. Zimmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Amaro takes first base on ball 4. Jack Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Don Zimmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Zimmer takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landreth hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Covington. Landreth reaches second base with a double. Zimmer goes all the way around to score. It's Mets, 3, Phillies, 3. John Demeritt pinch runs for Hobie Landreth. Richie Ashburn pinch hits for Bob Moorhead. Bobby Locke now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ashburn takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman bunts towards the mound. Locke fields it and throws to first for the out. Demeritt moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. One out. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro fields it and throws to home to get Demeritt. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a fly ball into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Phillies 3. The Phillies will come to bat. Sammy Taylor now catching. Bob Miller now pitching. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bausch scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Savage hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hickman who is chasing the ball. Savage reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Savage scores. It's 4-3, Phillies. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Callison takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Miller. Callison moves to third. Billy Klaus pinch runs for Wes Covington. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Dalrymple hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callison tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-3, Phillies. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demeter takes first base on ball 4. Klaus moves to second. Ken McKenzie now pitching. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McKenzie fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 5, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Klaus now playing third base. Don Demeter now playing left field. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Savage, who is chasing the ball. Thomas reaches third base with a triple. Ed Bauschi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauschi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bauschi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torre juggles the ball. That's an error on Torre. Thomas scores. Bauschi moves to second. It's 5-4, Phillies. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Ed Bauschi. Jack Baldschun now pitching. Mel Roach now playing first base. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell bunts towards the mound. Baldschun fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to third. One out. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Don Zimmer. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cannell scores. That run is unearned. It's Mets, 5, Phillies, 5. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Savage settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges pinch hits for Ken McKenzie. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a pop-up into left field. Demeter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Gil Hodges now playing first base. Craig Anderson now pitching. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amaro hits a pop-up towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Taylor. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Taylor steals second. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Taylor for a passed ball. Taylor moves to third. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Savage takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Savage. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Savage steals second. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Callison strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hickman moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Mantilla bunts towards the mound. Balls Chun settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a pop-up towards first. Roach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Amaro scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hodges scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dalrymple for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Baldschun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baldschun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cannell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Savage now playing left field. Don Demeter now playing center field. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 3 in the game. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Craig Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson bunts towards first. Roach scoops it up and throws to first, with Taylor covering, for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Roach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ruben Amaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amaro is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Amaro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Roach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roach is 0 for 1 in the game. Roach strikes out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Mets will come to bat. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Neal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. There goes Neal. The throw from Dalrymple to second, and Neal is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Ted Savage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savage is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Savage hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Callison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Callison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mantilla fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a line drive towards first. Hodges catches it and steps on first to double up Callison. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Phillies 5. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 0-for-1 in the game. Cannell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to second. Elio Chacon pinch hits for Craig Anderson. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chacon bunts towards third. Klaus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Cannell moves to third. Bell moves to second. Art Mahaffey now pitching. Jack Davis now playing center field. Don Demeter now playing third base. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive beyond first. Roach can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Cannell scores. Bell scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 7-5, Mets. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. With two walks. Hickman strikes out. Two outs. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double. Mantilla hits a line drive into right field. Callison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Phillies 5. The Phillies will come to bat. Roger Craig now pitching. Clay Dalrymple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dalrymple is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dalrymple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Dalrymple reaches second base with a double. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Roy Sievers pinch hits for Ruben Amaro. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dalrymple moves to third. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 7, and Philadelphia Phillies, 5. Goodbye from Connie Mack Stadium in Philadelphia.